first of all, I want to thank God for just allowing me to be here today. On down to my mom, my parents that couldn't be here today, to the organization for allowing me to retire as a Bear. My wife that's here today, my three lovely kids. Well, I just had one, so my three lovely kids, which is at home and at school. First of all, I want to thank Ted, Jerry Angelo, my agent firm that's here. Thank you guys for just opening up the door for me to allow me to be a Chicago Bear. On down to Coach Lovey. It's tough, man. At 35 years, you know this. My first time saying no to football. It's all I knew, you know. And to be here to say that, you know, this is my last time picking up a ball and, you know, playing football is tough. But thank Rusty Jones, man, great shrimp coach that was here. My entire years in the Bear, Coach Dave Toad, one of the best, and probably the best special team coach that ever walked this planet. Darryl Drake, wide receiver coach. Ron Turner, offensive coordinator. I appreciate you guys. On down to my teammates, some of the guys here, Matt Forte, Charles Timman, Jason McKee, Johnny Knox, and the rest of my teammates. At the end of the day, I know that the returns that I had wouldn't stand if it wasn't for you guys, man. The ones that's not here, I appreciate all you guys, man. From the bottom of my heart, you know, it was amazing to be a part of a group of guys, man, that every time I stepped on the field, these guys were coming up to me saying, please follow me, I got your back. Even Charles Timman to be a starting cornerback, to be a Pro Bowl at that, and beg to be on punt return, you know. That's big, man. You know, my 11 years in the league, you know, guys that play starting at cornerback, they don't want to do any special team. For a guy like Peanut, man, to come out there and beg to be on that unit, man, it's big. I appreciate that. To the organization, man, y'all opened me with well arms, man. I mean, from on down to Robin, Kate, Ted, all you guys, man, even down to the cafeteria lady, Mrs. D, which was the cafeteria lady and my personal babysitter. thank you guys, man. It's tough, man. And like I say, you saying no to this game of football is tough for me. I was always a kid that envisioned being a football player since the age of about 8 to 10. I know that it's wrong. You know, I don't encourage my kids to do it, but I put all my eggs in one basket. And I felt like, you know, if you put all your eggs in one basket, then you're really giving yourself 100%. If you do 50-50, you might want to be a policeman. You might want to be a football player. I feel like at the end of the day, you're cheating yourself. I'm the type of guy where I put all my eggs in one basket and say, hey, this is what I'm going to be. I'm going to make sure I go to school. But at the end of the day, all my eggs was in the football basket. To the University of Miami the organization, I appreciate you guys. I see you back there, Jared Pay. And that's you guy there. But, man, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to be in this family, man. I appreciate you guys. For the Miss Cassie that's not here today, tell her I love her to my dear heart. I would always respect her and would always look up to her. Like I say, this is the end of the road for me. And I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Devin's going to take about 10 minutes of questions, so fire away if you can. And there's a microphone there with PR, and you can just throw your hand up in about 10 minutes of questions.
Devin, it, you know, you're talking about how difficult it is to come to this decision, but when did you come to it, and kind of how was that process to come to this decision to retire?
This probably came after the playoff game when I was in Seattle. I was like, it's family time, you know. Of course, last year I had teams blowing me up trying to sign me. Even Philly tried to sign me after Darren Sproles got hurt. But it was just something inside of me that was like, you know, 11 years in it. I have a family now, you know, and I miss so much time with those. So it's time to, it was really makeup time for me. So the minute they called, I asked my wife, like, what should I do? You know, she was like, of course, she was like, go play, you know, live out your dream, you do it. And the time off that I had, spending with my kids, my wife, and just being there, really, really, like, said, this is what I missed out on. My first six years in the league, I never went home during the summertime. I always stayed up there and worked out at the facility. Sometimes Russell would tell me, man, you got to go take a break. You know, I want to go on a vacation. And I was just constantly up here during the summertime. So I really didn't put that time in that I wanted with my family. And the moment I sat home after about 2 or 3 months and just being around them, it was like, wow, this is shocking, man. You know, I never realized the things I do, like with my wife, with my kids, getting to know them. And I felt like I just couldn't leave them. It was just time for me.
Will ever be another kick returner like you? And, you know, you look at what the league is doing and what college is doing. Do you think there will be kickoffs to be returned in 10 years?
That's the big question. Will it ever be kickoff and punt return with the new rules that's coming up now? You know, I don't know if kick return and punt return are going to last another two, three years in this league. You know, they're really fighting to get it out. You know, and it's sad to say because at the end of the day, kickoff and punt return is one of the most exciting parts of that other game. And, like I said, you never know, though.
Devin, over here, what were your expectations coming into the league? You obviously had a lot of success at Miami returning kicks. There was talk that you didn't have a natural position coming into the league. Did you even exceed your own expectations in terms of your success?
To be honest, I did. You know, a kid coming from a small town, Rivera Beach, Florida, the biggest goal was just to make it to the NFL. When I come to that goal, I thought, you know, whatever comes with it, I'm satisfied, I'm happy. And after my first year, it was like, it was a big shocker for me. You know, it was tough to swallow. You know, it really didn't hit me. You know, I'm coming out of college, and then, you know, the draft started was, you know, this guy, he's moving around, He played kickoff return. He played receiver, running back, cornerback. He don't have a position, you know. And I guess it was mostly labeled me that as an athlete. And so when I got to the league, it was like, you know, the things he did in college was unheard of. He would never do those type of numbers. And so I came into the league with a big chip on my shoulder that I'm gonna prove everybody wrong.
Devin, I'm sure you're aware there's as yet no players who are predominantly return specialists in the Hall of Fame. Is it important to you, and what would it mean to you to be the first?
It's very important. I hope to one day to say that, you know, I will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's every athlete's dream come true is to be, you know, of course, playing in the Pro Bowl, playing the Super Bowl, win Super Bowl rings. But to put icing on the cake, every athlete wants to be in the Hall of Fame. If it's one out there that said they don't really care about it, then they're playing the wrong sport. I do feel I have a good shot at it. When you look at how the stats are, you know, to have the most returns in NFL history, that's things on the return side that's never been done. On down to the teams and opponents we play, the head coaches, where you simply have the game plan around a return team. It's not really listed to me. I don't really look at it as will he make it as a return man, but sometimes you got to put guys in the Hall of Fame for being the most dangerous person out there on the field. And when it comes down to coaches saying that the game plan, the key plan for this is the only way we win this victory is if we start the return game. And Yes, it's not singly as a returner, but as the unit, as a return, our return unit, with the great blockers that we had, played a big contributor to it. And when you have to face a guy like that or face a team like that, you have to worry about that. There's no question about whether this guy should make it to the Hall of Fame.
Hey, Devin, in watching those highlights, what was your favorite regular season return? I'm assuming the Super Bowl had to have been the biggest jolt for you, but regular season, what was your favorite, and were you ever amazed by yourself and what you were able to do?
I would say the Arizona game my rookie year, just because of the way the game went. It was down over 20-some points going into the halftime. And that, I would always say that game there was the key point to our success for that 2006 season. The way we fought back, we didn't give up, you know, really showed true character of what type of team we was that year. And by proving ourselves and coming out with a W on that game really showed us that we are champions this 2006 year.
Devin, obviously coming back here to retire, you had a special bond with the team. Were you able to appreciate it while you were here, or did you appreciate it more when you were playing for other clubs and looking back on your time with the Bears?
I would say this organization was more, to be honest, more friendly off the field. And what I mean by that is that every day, especially during OTA and things like that, where you had a little more time, we would always meet up at somebody's house right after practice, every day. It ain't a day go by where Johnny, J-Mac, or, you know, Mark Bradley, or everybody would just pick a house and we just go hang out with. It was like an everyday brother bond that we had every day.
What was the feeling driving here today, knowing what you were going to go through once you got here?
First flashback was knowing when I'm driving here, I'm always late, so I'm trying to hurry up and get the meets. So, my first time driving the speed limit coming here. So that was kind of like I got a chance to observe the scenery and the new buildings that were put up. But it was just a long journey here. You know, it felt long, you know. All the memories from just driving here from the first OTA to coming here, getting ready to fly out to the Super Bowl, you know, and on Saturday. It was just like just driving down memory lane, you know, all the things that I can think of that happened my time here just kind of flashback through my mind.
Devin, do you think you're still going to stay involved in football? I know you want to do the family thing in Florida. Are you still going to stay involved with the team or the NFL or any kind of other football in general as far as maybe coaching or things like that?
Well, right now I'm volunteering coaching in Orlando. I have three sons, two of them that's playing, so kind of found myself being the head coach. Coaching the teams, man, it was kind of like a volunteer thing one day, and then after like 3 days, it was like, all right, you run the offense and the defense. We'll just be on the sideline watching. But, yeah, it was I'm giving time back in the community now, just volunteering, coaching out, helping out however I can. And as far as that goes, no more football. No high school, no college, no. Yeah, pretty much football burnt out when it comes to that.